One. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. With who? Wait, with who?
With Bart Thompson.
With Thompson. And we're on location in Laurel Heights, San Francisco, and we are in the rain, and we are very happy about being in the rain because we're not getting much, and it's not much rain, but we are outside, and we thought we'd do a special location broadcast for all of our friends out there in Radioland. So, Thompson, what's going on with you today?
Hey, Dad, I'm trying to figure out what kind of dinosaur bones are in San Francisco. There's lots of kinds. There's Allosaurus dinosaur bones, T-Rex dinosaur bones, and Velociraptor dinosaur bones.
Where are they?
Well, there's three kinds in this. They've already saw.
But where are they?
They were in the forest when I was hiking. It was a long story in my head. Ooh, a drop just dropped on me. when I was walking through with my flashlight, there was a big T-Rex bone in my way.
A big T-Rex bone in your way?
So we got over it, and then I saw a Velociraptor bone, and I got over it too.
How did you know that was a How did you know it was
Allosaurus bone? And then I got over it too.
How did you know it was a Velociraptor bone? What's the difference between a Velociraptor bone and an Allosaurus bone?
An Allosaurus bone is medium, and a T-Rex bone is huge! And a Velociraptor bone is so tiny.
Yeah, they're not very big, were they?
No.
How big was a Velociraptor?
Well, a Velociraptor was like 24 pounds medium, 26 pounds big, and 1 pound small.
Well, that's not that huge. There are small dogs and cats that are almost 25 and 26 pounds. In fact, Goblin, our dearly departed Doberman, weighed, I believe, 70 pounds.
Whoa! Whoa, Goblin weighed 70 pounds?
Yeah, she was a big dog. Might have been 80 even. I don't remember. But she was a big dog.
She's a big dog? Wow, if I saw her that much pounds, I would think she was huge.
Well, when you were born, you were 8 pounds. And Goblin was 80 pounds. She was 10 times bigger than you. So yeah, when you were born, she was gigantic compared to you.
Gigantic?
Yeah, that's another word for huge.
Hey, why should I hear
you? So that you can talk into the microphone, because if you run away, we can't hear what you're saying.
Well...
Okay, you ran away, I guess. Well, I'm having a cup of coffee from Noah's Bagels.
Excuse me, can I come back on the radio show now?
Yes.
Well, I got another thing to say to you. Well, I make paintings on the computer, and I name them.
What was the last painting you made?
I don't know.
What was it a painting of?
I just don't know.
Do you work in abstract art or realistic?
Actually, I think I make... Well, there's two kinds of art. There's Chinese art, and there's German art.
Just Chinese and German, huh? That's all that exists? What about the Dutch and the English and the Russians and the Africans and the South Americans and the North Americans?
Oh! They just scribble.
They just scribble. All right, so who's a good German artist?
The German artist paints like this. Whoop, 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 whoop. He paints squares, and look, he can paint a circle. Whoop. And even he can paint a rounded rectangle. Whoop.
Mm. What about the Chinese art?
Oh, you mean the Chinese guy that made the Chinese art? Well, the Chinese guy makes art like this.
I can't really see that on the radio. I can't see what you're doing. So Thompson's making some sort of lines and intersecting, and he's using his fingers to point in directions.
And then, rip! There, that's what kind Chinese people make.
Well, it's almost time to go, so I guess we better do our special shout-outs here from rainy San Francisco, and we're not really rainy, it's just sort of a light drizzle, but we'll take it. We'll take any water we can get. We're at 17% of our state's needs right now, in the worst drought in state history out here in California. Yeah, drought, it means there's no water.
Did you just say drought on the radio?
I did. Now, do you have anybody you want to say hello to?
Well, we have lots of shout outs to Lacey and Love and Cole and Mama and Mom and Cole.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Godmother and grandmother and no. Uncle Dave and Aunt Lori.
No, wait. I got another
one. And Angela and Lonnie and Allie and Aria.
No. Brad and Josie.
Wait, say it again.
Brett and Josie.
Yes, Brett and Josie. And Jennifer Hart and Melanie and Hannah and Taylor. And all our friends and family that we
love so much, all men.
Everybody love everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.